about 4:20 on Wednesday morning, and I'm lying in bed. Got a bit of a pit in my stomach. It's not unusual at the moment, actually, waking up at this time. But I think that is a vance-shaped pit. I hope in the morning that he's a bit more himself than he was last night. He was so sleepy, didn't really want to interact. Didn't want to do anything, just wanted to sleep. I like to think I know how he feels, to a degree. I'm worried about what the immediate future holds. Obviously, I'll do anything that I need to do in order to make him happy and comfortable. And I don't know whether this is a temporary blip in our partnership or whether it's something a bit more fundamental. Is he going to be able to continue working in the future? He's such a brilliant guide dog. I'm sure all owners say that about their guide dogs. And it's very difficult to convey how amazing he is. Hopefully I've done that to a degree through my various audio booths. But he is amazing. The only thing that ever really frightens him, that stops him in his tracks, are fireworks. Things that can't really see the cause for. But he's perfectly happy standing on a railway platform as a train comes in noisily, squeaking as it passes, shrieking even. A train that is, not fans. He's finding crowds brilliant at weaving a path through hordes of tourists in central London. And he's not afraid of going to new places. Many guide dog owners are restricted in places that they can visit, routes they can use. And I've been so lucky to have a dog who's capable, indeed, quite enthusiastic about going off-piste, trying something new. It gives me such an enhanced ability, a bit enhanced mobility over what I had before, what I would have now otherwise. And whilst clearly the most important person, I was going to say, the most important thing, the most important being here is Vance. Can't help but worry about where it leaves me in the future as well. Vance has brought such a huge amount to me. In the early days of working him, I remember doing my first ever night walk. My sight is so much worse night than it is in day, and my mobility is so much more reduced. And I remember getting to the end of that walk and commenting on an audio diary that I was producing then, and which is can be found elsewhere on Audioboo, deep down in my profile. I remember commenting on how it gave me dignity, allowed me to walk as other people walk. No longer was I thrashing a carbon fibre or plastic stick in front of me, such a barrier between me and others. I was walking normally with my arm by my side, Vance next to me, as any other dog owner would walk. And it was an amazing feeling, truly incredible. probably the first time that I had really walked independently without help, without a white cane, since primary school. Well, I suppose secondary school I walked around, but certainly in terms of my adult life. Vance has meant such an awful lot to me. He's given me that dignity, but he's also been the most brilliant companion through some pretty stressful times. And I'm talking now as if I'm suddenly not going to have him, when perhaps this could be just a temporary setback. Maybe he's got a very short-term injury or medium-term injury. Perhaps he's pulled a tendon or pulled a muscle or something. Maybe it's all going to be fine. But I can't help worrying. Really worrying. That it's not going to be fine. That it is something much more significant. Perhaps one of the things that the vet highlighted. Perhaps something else. Perhaps I won't have Vance for the time that I thought I would have him. Perhaps I will, for a time, lose that dignity. Perhaps for a time. Perhaps I'll lose that companion. That's really hard. Just the not knowing where things are going to go, how it's going to work out, whether it will be okay.